the most striking climate change benefit, if you will, that is already apparent is without question the incredible retreat of the summertime sea ice in the Arctic Ocean. The last 4 years have seen four record lows in the Arctic Ocean sea ice cover, and which it expands every winter. It always grows in the winter, but it pulls back in the summertime. And in fact, this year in 2010, both the Northwest Passage and the Northern Sea Route, which goes over there across the top of Russia, were both briefly opened this summer for the first time ever. In fact, a tanker was successfully escorted a tanker carrying natural gas condensate from Murmansk all the way over to Ningbo near Shanghai, which is about half the distance of going through the Suez Canal.
Amazing. We see that effect. Who else then? Russia is then benefiting from these climate shifts and from these demographic trends?
Russia's benefiting, they're benefiting in terms of the sea ice cover, but they also had a devastating heat wave, which knocked out about a third of their wheat crop this year. So it's not that these climate changes are uniformly, wonderful around the northern countries. There are many detriments as well. The Canadian timber industry is being devastated by a huge infestation of the mountain pine bark beetle, which is usually kept in check by winter kill. But the milder winters are allowing it to persist and spread. And this is, that's both a bad thing, but also a good thing for the biota of the far north, because the climate warming impact is actually most pronounced in winter. So most northern, you're based in Minnesota, right? I'm sure.
I am.
Yeah. I'm sure plenty of old timers tell you the winters just aren't like they used to be.
Oh, no. And they say it actually with a great amount of regret. People miss the old winters where there was a much harder, thicker, faster freeze on the lakes for ice fishing, for other activities that happen here up in the winter. And people that are real winter sports enthusiasts have seen their season shrink to literally like 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We lose more pickup trucks in March that fall through the ice.
Yep.
That used to be there pretty stably through April, and now people are caught off guard by the rapid warming that has been happening earlier and earlier. But back to the idea about this migratory beetle borer that was affecting the trees in Canada, that also speaks to something else we should mention, which is these shifts in migrations. And all sorts of species are going further north than they ever have before.
Oh, yeah. I opened a book with the remarkable story of James Martell, who's a big game hunter from Idaho. And in 2006, in April of 2006, he went up to the Canadian Arctic to shoot a polar bear. Polar bear hunting is legal in Canada. You have to get a permit. It's very expensive, $30,000, $40,000. But he had paid this, and he had the right to take down a polar bear and only a polar bear. And so he and his guide saw a white bear, and he shot it, and they ran up, and their jubilation turned to puzzlement, because when they looked more closely at it, it was white. It looked like a polar bear at first, but it actually had dark patches under its eyes like a panda, and long hooked claws, and a humped back. In fact, it had many of the characteristics of the North American grizzly bear. And in fact, that's exactly what it was. Canadian wildlife biologists seized the body. They sent some tissue samples off for genetic testing, and it was, in fact, the world's first ever sighting or discovery of a polar grizzly bear hybrid seen in the wild. And for that to happen meant a grizzly bear had to push far north into polar bear territory, which is something that biologists are now beginning to see. In fact, on average, the world's plants and animals, the mobile ones, are moving north to higher latitude at about 6 kilometers per decade, which may not sound like much at first, but that translates to 5.5 feet per day. So imagine stepping outside your house each morning and seeing that your lawn had crawled north 5.5 feet from the day before. That's how quickly this transformation is happening now.
Every day.
Every day.